This week, it's 66th District State Representative Sydney Carlin, who joins us by phone. Good morning, Representative Carlin.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, good to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. Pleasure to talk to you once again. I know there's a lot going on in Topeka, so I thought I'd just kind of start with what you saw this week. That you mentioned things are looking up, so maybe you could shed a little light on that if you could.
Yeah, we have had some very good bipartisan work being done recently, which just feels really good. It makes me much more happy than when everything is going one direction. But with the new incentives that we are offering to a company to bring in a big business to Kansas, we had 80 votes on the floor with a lot of people absent, and that was really good. We were very happy that both sides of the aisle were supportive of the Lieutenant Governor and Governor's offer to a company that we're trying to attract. So that was the good news. I can talk about that or move on to other things.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the Apex, you're talking about the Apex bill there, and that's it's kind of an not something we see all the time here. I know that Kansas is competing with another state here for this big company, and there's been a lot of mum on that. We don't know a lot here, but kind of unprecedented, well, these incentives that are being offered.
Yes, and that was the issue, is that the tools that we already have been using to retain companies or to attract other companies were out of step with what other states have been doing, and we needed to upgrade our incentive toolkit, and so we needed to pass legislation to allow that along with the offer and for this company. But we don't know who it is, although a few people were given information, and the people that were given the information, of course, are still holding that very close to their vest. But that's not unusual in economic development, and I realize it's difficult to give away a lot to somebody you don't know, but we will know, and the people who make the decisions knew. I remember when I was a city commissioner and we were bidding on a company, and it was local, I mean, rather it was all in state competition, and we didn't get that bid. It was a $48 million bid that Manhattan was making, and we didn't know who it was. It was really hard for me to swallow at the time, but I realize now you just don't know those things. There are reasons that companies don't want that information to be known. And, you know, it's like when you interview for president of the university or city manager, you don't know who the candidates are until it's announced, or maybe you might meet two or three at the end. But so, you know, we have to protect their interests. I'm not uncomfortable with that because I've experienced it. We did not get the company. It went to Southeast Kansas. In the long run, we were probably better off because they didn't stay very long. That's the thing we have to be concerned about, is if they're going to be a company that stays with us, but if they're going to build a 3 million square foot facility in our state to do their work in and hire 4,000 people, they're pretty serious about what they're doing. So
yeah,
it made me feel better.
Sure, absolutely. Do you have any idea when we'll hear more on that, when they might make their announcement?
Well, no, I do not myself. I do know the offer has been made after it passed the Senate with changes. It passed the House. We made some changes. It went back to the Senate, and they approved our changes. And that very evening, the offer was made. I think that was probably Tuesday or Wednesday that they actually submitted the offer. So we're anxiously awaiting the news.
All right. Well, besides,
They did list several of the companies that we had missed out on because we did not have this kind of incentive. And they were, you know, companies that are very you know, I can't remember them now. It was a big day, but we had, they did name four or five of the big 12 that we missed by not having the tools. So hopefully we've got it put together this time so we can live with it and they can live with it.
Sure. All right. Well, that's something to watch here for sure. In addition to that, what's some other news that you're excited about this week?
Well, I was very happy yesterday. Leadership Manhattan Group came to the Capitol. You know, we haven't been able to bring our groups in until this year for a couple of years. So it's nice to get our young leadership class into the building. And I did visit with them for about a half hour yesterday. And I was very, very pleased with the questions they asked about what we do there, and they really are reaching out for information about state government, which I was very pleased about. One of the questions was, you know, why didn't we get Medicaid expansion in the first place, and will we get it again this year? I have no idea how that will go. It is in the governor's budget, of course, but it has to be approved by the legislature. I think we're past the point of getting incentives from the federal government, and I think we better jump on board. But, you know, that's been my position all along. So hopefully that we might be able to continue our bipartisan cooperation. And there really is no financial excuse not to do it this year. So
if I remember,
that made the reason.
If I remember right, I think you even said in one of your newsletters, if correct me if I'm wrong, but if you could pass medical marijuana, that would pay for potential Medicaid expansion. Is that right?
Yes, and last year the governor offered a Medicaid expansion bill that would be paid for with medical marijuana, but this year that is not the bill we are considering for Medicaid expansion. So if we do that, it will be a separate action, and the money would not be tied to Medicaid expansion at this time. Mm. So because we really do have the money to manage it, there really is no reason not to take that opportunity from the federal government and help our citizens and our hospitals to handle their medical needs. People have to take medical bankruptcy if they have a real bad illness. And I don't know how people do it with COVID. The people and the hospitals are suffering with that. So I if there was ever a need, if that was the reason, need and money, we've all come together now, we should get that passed.
As far as the acts the food tax thing, and I know you're very adamant about getting that passed here this session, but I understand there's been some changes that have been made that you cannot support. Can you elaborate on that?
You know, I can't because it's not, it was, I did put that in my newsletter, but I don't have the details in front of me right now, but the main thing is they, I believe in the Senate bill, some changes were made in committee. And the governor said just the food sales tax should be on this bill. And I don't have the details in front of me. I'm sorry. I just don't. Okay. But if it's not a good bill, I won't support it. That's what I was trying to communicate to the people on my newsletter list, is that if it does what it's supposed to do, if it takes just food that people need to survive, I'm good. But if they start adding things to it, then I may have a problem with it. I just wanted to warn my folks that things happen down here that are ugly and makes it unacceptable in the end. I think they know that, but I just wanted to remind that what the governor suggests, I will support. I'm not sure I can support restaurant food, but, you know, I'm listening to that argument. I believe that's one of the changes that has been offered. We don't have it on the floor yet. Probably won't happen until the end of the session.
Okay. Representative Sidney Carlin again joining us here on News Radio KMAN, our weekly legislative update. Anything else before we wrap things up here with you?
Well, a couple of things that are going on. We do have a caucus that is meeting for the second or third year. We've been exploring expanding rail from Kansas to Texas through, like, Lawrence Newton, Oklahoma, and into Fort Worth. It would be a cooperative between Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas to get that done. But right now, you cannot travel by rail to those destinations. And, gosh, my granddaughter graduated from college and law school and is in practice, and she went to school at Fort Worth. And, you know, it was Lawrence to Fort Worth was a long haul. A train would have been really handy for her. So I've been working on this with different groups for a long time, but it's looking more possible, and so that's something that I really am glad I've been involved in, and hopefully, we don't have anything right now. It's just one of the things that we do down here is to try to make things better, and it's a long-haul project. Also, I've introduced a bill just yesterday, day before, for to get a sales tax exemption for our area agency on aging. There are 11 agencies, and three of them have no sales tax, and the other eight would like to be in that category. I usually do not go for sales tax exemptions because they cost us over $4 billion a year, but I believe they need to be in that category if the others are. And so I've done that. I'm working on my False Claims Act, but I'm always working on that. I don't know if we'll ever get that last piece done or not, but I want us to be able to hire private lawyers to sue on behalf of the state. It will up our percentage of financial recovery on false claims by 15%, and it's already bringing us about $100 million a year. So, you know, I've got some big projects, but those take a long time. So, really having a good year, thank goodness we have a fake spring. I don't know if it's like Indian spring or, you know, what is this?
Yeah,
but it's nice we have some decent weather right now. Guess tomorrow it's going to be cold again.
Yep, it just kind of ebbs and flows sometimes, so... Well, we'll kind of work with it. I agree. I like this good weather we've had this past week. Representative Carlin, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk with you. Bye-bye.